crypto.com.
Over the past weeks, crypto markets have lost more than $1 trillion in market value. Bitcoin has fallen sharply from its recent highs, volatility has spiked, and exchange-traded products have seen significant outflows, especially in the United States, while Europe looks more resilient. Today, we discuss this with James Butterfill. James is head of research at CoinShares. James, welcome to the virtual studios, and thank you for your time.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
What do you see as the main forces behind the drawdown in digital assets?
Yeah, big question. Easy question, hard to answer, but it's quite a long answer, really. I think there's quite a few different forces at play here. Bitcoin is this emerging store of value and a monetary asset, and so it's very influenced by what's happening on US monetary policy in particular. But then there is this the old school sort of forces of whales and their activity, having the on-chain activity that's having an impact too. So over the last month or a couple of months, we have seen the Fed cut rates, and the expectation was that Bitcoin would rally off the back of that, and that hasn't happened. And I think it's because of the guidance that the Fed's been given. They have always said that December, a rate cut in December is not a foregone conclusion. And they're looking at ongoing macro data. And the problem is we've just had no macro data. It's been a black hole in the United States with the shutdown, no payrolls data, very little inflation data, many other, about 90% of macro data that people would usually rely on has not been available. And so any kind of scrap of economic data that gives an idea of what's happening, the markets have reacted quite sharply on. And so just yesterday, we had the payrolls numbers for September, so very delayed, and that highlighted slightly better than expected data, despite actually a whole range of different macro data being for employment being quite weak. But so the markets obviously reacted quite negatively to that because it suggests actually a rate cut in December is off the table. So that's been pushing down prices. And then we move on to on-chain data. CoinShares doesn't really believe in this, but there is this four-year cycle that many people talk about around the supply of Bitcoin and what they call the halving. And historically, we've seen about this time in the cycle, prices tend to decline. The problem is that's not a particularly good investment rationale. If you are in a traditional finance company, you say, oh, yes, I believe the prices are going to decline just because it's happened at this point in history before. It's not a particularly good, credible investment rationale. But if there is an element of self-fulfilling prophecy in this, we are at that point in this four-year cycle. And what we're seeing is those kind of very large whales, so over 100,000 Bitcoin, are selling substantially. We've seen over $20 billion of selling. And that, in a time when there's very little macro data to go on, is not really providing any support for Bitcoin. It's really pushing the Bitcoin price into free fall at the moment. And if I'm honest, I don't see at the moment any kind of letting off of that whale selling at the moment. The whale outflows are still pretty strong. And so it's hard to see until we get some sort of macro trigger what will push prices up. And maybe that's 5th of December with payrolls. I think they're going to be quite ugly for November. But we really need to see some sort of supportive macro data for the potential of a rate cut in December to improve before we see Bitcoin prices rise.
Well, that was not too complicated as an answer, James.
Well, that's good. I've done my job, explained it reasonably well then.
Your latest digital asset fund flow report highlights about $5 billion of outflows from digital asset ETPs in the last 4 weeks. You just exchanged that number with us. What is behind that?
Yeah, I mean, initially, when the whales started selling back in September, it was being offset by investors who were continuing to add, by traditional investors, institutional investors continuing to add to positions. But over the last 4 weeks, we've seen that real pick up to $5 billion outflows as of yesterday. And I think what's happening is people are capitulating. They've seen the price fall significantly. They decided to either stop their losses or just sell out and maybe wait for a more opportune moment. We have seen in recent days some clients start to add back to positions, maybe a little bit early for that just yet. It's just, I think the broader contagion, you can tell it's quite broad because regionally, we're seeing it across a whole range of different regional exchanges in the Europe and the US. And it's fairly broad across lots of different crypto assets as well, which tells you it's just, at the moment, this is quite indiscriminate selling.
Mm-hmm. again, a very easy question from my side. Is today's crypto market robust enough?
Yes. I mean, if you were to, one of the best ways to look at this is volatility. Back in 2018, volatility was 130% on an annualized basis. Even after all these recent price declines, Bitcoin volatility is only around 40% at the moment. So it's, higher than other asset classes, but it's seen huge strides forwards. And, I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with the asset class. I think it's behaving, at the moment at least, a bit like a canary in the coal mine. I think one of the first places you see price declines is in the Bitcoin market, and then equities start to follow. And we're starting to see that now. Equities really starting to sell off now. And I think what it's reflecting is fears over the US economy, the Japan economy. There's big worries about Japanese debt and the rising yields there. And their ability to pay it back. And I think it's reflecting some really big macroeconomic concerns. And so I think it's quite probable that Bitcoin's this canary in the coal mine and other asset classes are going to follow suit. So I think it's a maturing market. It is robust. I mean, don't forget year to date now, I think just looking at the numbers now, we've still seen inflows of $44 billion. So that's pretty. Last year we saw $48 billion in total. So still a very strong year.
Mm-hmm. Back to timing. Is this correction mainly a short-term macro and positioning move, or does it challenge the longer-term investment case for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and digital assets at all?
No, I don't think it does challenge it at all. I mean, if you were saying to me, look, the Fed is now going to start hiking rates aggressively. They're at the start of a rate hiking cycle because inflation is going crazy. The economy is really strong. I think then, sort of 1-2 years plus and other crypto assets are not particularly attractive. All the signs are that the Fed has to continue to cut rates. The economy does look quite weak in Europe and the US and in Japan. And I think fundamentally in the long term, that will support Bitcoin. I think, a lot when we start to sort of teeter into a recession sort of territory, we do see risk assets sell off. Equities are starting to do that. Bitcoin has done that a fair bit now. Typically, we tend to see Bitcoin rebound before other asset classes. And I think that's what will likely happen this time. There's a lot of fundamentally very supportive reasons. A disorderly government in the US, looser monetary policy, weak economies, aggravated geopolitics, all those kind of things in the longer term, I think, are very supportive for something like Bitcoin. And we're just on the cusp of institutional participation now. And I think we've seen this frustration among some clients saying that, look, the Bitcoin price is too high. This entry point is not right. We could see with this recent sell-off now them deciding, okay, now is our opportunity to add positions. So the fortunes of Bitcoin have not been great over the last month, but I think that could turn around very quickly towards the end.
Yeah. You already mentioned it, institutionals. These are our main viewers and listeners of the podcast. Institutionals and professional investors have mainly entered into ETPs and ETFs, and your data also shows outflows. What are clients telling you about the role of digital assets in their portfolios? Are they adjusting exposure in this volatile phase?
So we run a survey every quarter. It tracks around $1 trillion of assets under management, and it asks the question, why are they buying and what do they think has the most compelling growth outlook? Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana are top of the list of the most compelling growth outlook. Bitcoin leading, and then Ethereum, and then Solana in that order. Now, why are they buying? Back in 2021, they were buying for pure speculative reasons. 60% of the responses were speculation. Now that's really changed. Speculation is number 5 on the list, while diversification and access to distributed ledger technology are the key reasons why. Now, these are those two things. They are long-term investment rationales. So what we've seen is, yes, we've seen some outflows, but I put this in perspective. Yeah, $5 billion of outflows, but we're still at $44 billion of inflows year to date. So what it tells you is that investors remain committed to the asset class. They see the diversification merits of Bitcoin. So ultimately, I don't think this has really fazed them that much, despite the correction. Maybe it's reminded them that it's a volatile asset class, but many of them know that regular rebalancing a portfolio can help deal with the volatility.
Okay, last question. We covering the German, Austrian, and Swiss market for institutional investors by ALTI. Do you have a recommendation for this client group?
Yeah, I mean, don't be swayed by some of what's happening in the markets right now. Longer term, I think Bitcoin has a very bright future. We are in a period, you know, if you look at asset management over the very long term, we're in a period where QE and QT are creating a lot of distortions in the markets. We're seeing a much higher correlation between bonds and equities, and it is pushing people into the hunt for yield. We're also seeing a long-term secular decline of the dollar. The dollar's appreciated in the last couple of months, but if you look at IMF data, the COFA database highlights that 76% of people were using Bitcoin as a reserve currency back into the year 2000. That's now fallen to 55% today. So it tells you there is this long-term secular decline. And what's going to replace that? It's actually quite hard to tell, but I do think Bitcoin, maybe the Chinese renminbi, maybe the SDR, maybe the euro have a bit more of a part to play in this. But I do think Bitcoin, crucially, people are taking much more seriously now and believe that Bitcoin might have a part to play in it. So I think from that perspective, it very much has this long-term benefit to a portfolio, particularly from a diversification perspective.
James, a perfect summary. Thank you very much for sharing your insights into the recent turbulence in crypto markets, the signals from CoinShares funds flow data, and what all this means for institutional investors. Thank you for watching and listening, and see you next time, dear listeners and visitors.
Thank you.
ALTI.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. ALTI.com